Max.
Yes, hi, Max. This is Catherine from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you? How's your
I'm
day
good,
so far?
Thanks. Kind of a whirlwind call with
Laura's specialist?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I know. I mean, onboarding calls are usually like that, and you know,
my head is spinning. I really don't know what's happening, to be honest with you.
I'm no worried. I'll definitely keep you on track, and this is the reason why I'm giving you a call to introduce myself. So again, I am Catherine, Max, and I will be your account manager. Account manager, and if you do have questions or concerns, if you want to discuss your account, strategize, I mean, anything that has to do when it comes to the marketing of your business, like, all you have to do is just remember my name, okay?
Okay, gotcha.
And I'll be attending to your inquiries. I'll do constant checking towards your account, get in touch with you if there is a need to, or if there's anything that we need from you. And, of course, we'll do reviews on your account to keep you updated, and, we'll also constantly reach out to you to go over account progress, okay?
Great, okay.
All right. I'm not going to talk a lot this time. I want you to – I mean, I don't want to add up to what you have in your onboarding call, but anytime you feel you have any questions or concerns, let me know.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, I'm looking at my
The dashboard?
The dashboard. Thank you very much.
So
– so it's when I click on info, business info, it looks like I can change things and obviously all the things we talked about with her when I went over my business in detail, it's not on here. Will she populate that, or is it supposed to be on here, or I don't know, or am I supposed to add it?
Yeah, it's a very good question. Actually, your dashboard right now is not yet completed. Okay. So whatever you've talked about during your onboarding call, it's going to sync to your dashboard. So I would recommend you let it, you give it about 24 to 40 hours right now.
Okay. Gotcha.
Before
okay.
you review the information on the dashboard. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think I was supposed to add whatever we talked about. I thought that she was going to be doing that herself. Just takes time.
Yes, it takes time. We'll do some syncing process, and then, again, I would suggest 24 to 48 hours for you to see all the information. If you do see anything, if you do see anything that needs editing, there's a pencil icon at the right-hand side. But if these are those that, like the circle, like kind of like a prohibited icon, those are details you're not able to edit, to which you need to reach out to us, okay?
Gotcha. Yeah, and I don't see any of those that, services, and products. I didn't even go over the products with her, so that's something I'm probably going to have to talk to you about and add. I just didn't know. Now that I know it needs some time, I'll just leave it alone and forget about it for now. So.
Yes.
Okay, great.
All right.
I'm excited to get going. I just don't know. I'm trying to remember what the next steps are, but you can kind of guide me through that whenever you want to get back to me or whatever, so.
Of course. Again, we will be reaching out to you if there's anything lacking.
Okay.
We'll complete the setup first, do the processes that are needed after you've completed your onboarding call. If there's anything missing, we'll reach out. Anything that you need to do, we'll still reach out to you. So we'll definitely let you know. And of course, we do want to make sure that we keep track of the time frame that we promised to. So...
Yep.
You can rest assured I'll call you a lot of times. Okay,
no good. That's great. I appreciate it. And then we'll get to the point where I'm actually going to be paying for the verified leads, right? And turn those on.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
You're currently signed up for that. So So that's
great. And that takes about how long before I should be able to do that? Or
I do see here you haven't completed the application yet. So if you're able to complete that as soon as possible, that's going to help lessen the time frame. But usually it takes the whole process, I would say, it usually takes about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, wow. Okay.
So there's application, there's a background check. We need to wait for your ad to be visible before we push it live. So there's a whole lot of process that needs to happen with the Google Verified program. However, what's going to affect that time frame is, of course, the returns that we're getting from you. Let's say we need a certificate of insurance, you provide it right away, then that's also going to lessen the time frame.
Right.
Well,
see, the thing is, there's some things that, like, you know, she's talking about insurance. I don't have insurance. So the way I run my business, I don't need insurance. So, like, I don't need a license. So, I don't want that to be like a stumbling block. You know, I don't want to go through all this and then find out, you know, no, you can't do this because of this or whatever.
Okay. No worries. And on your application, you're going to see there are sections wherein, I would say, let me see here. Okay. So there are actually certain
where do I see the application? So,
you've been sent the email regarding the application. So there are certain businesses that does not require licenses, and Google understands that. So there are sections on the application that will just telling you to, you know, that if it's not applicable, you can just put NA, and then we'll continue with the follow-up.
Okay. I thought that my business profile was complete.
Okay.
But I have a business profile on Google.
Yes.
So it's not complete. It's not, because I had the impression that the things they were asking for, like the pictures of my tools and, you know, stuff like that those things weren't necessary now, but that is still necessary.
Okay, that's a very good question. I do see your Google Business Profile here. It's up and running. It's live and verified. So the tools, I would say, you know, those that we've requested for you, I think you've been sent an email about the verification, pictures needed for Google verification. That is if the Google Business Profile is not verified.
But it is verified.
But it is verified, so you don't need to worry about it. However, moving forward, it's Google standards sometimes that they need to re-verify businesses from time to time. So we may still ask for that in case of encounter such with Google.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I was kind of disregarding it because I thought I was verified.
You got it correct. You're definitely, your Google Business Profile is definitely verified.
Great.
What you should be looking into right now would be the Google verification application process, to which, again, we've sent you the email with the application form. All you have to do is to fill in the application form. If there's anything missing, we'll reach out, and then we'll discuss along the way.
Yeah, I think I tried to fill it out before, but maybe because I didn't have the account set up or I hadn't signed the agreement or something, that it wasn't allowing me to send it. And it does have a question on there. It asked for the page, and I don't know. When I tried to send it, it actually stopped me and went back to that question.
What do you mean page? What's
this? It said page, and then I was supposed to fill in something, and I don't know what that means.
That's weird. You may be looking into a different one
I'd like to find that application. If I need to, so you're saying I need to do that application, right?
Even though
I'm verified, I need to re-verify.
For the Google verified, your Google Business Profile is verified, but what you're getting into is a program. It's a pay-per-lead program, which is which is branded as Google verified. It doesn't have anything. I mean, it's linked to your Google Business Profile, but it's a different process.
So it's verifying for that program.
Yes, correct.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, I will look for that email and try and do the verification again or the mm-hmm. application again. So, okay?
Yes, for sure. And again, let me know if you do have any questions, okay? I'll definitely help you.
What are your hours where you can be contacted? And is this the best number? Is there a number I can reach you at directly or?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is going to be the number. So since I'm set up as your account manager, technically if you're calling in, your call should be directed to me. The
okay.
only time that you're not going to be directed to me is if I'm on a call. However, I'm going to see that. Okay, I'm going to see
I
that.
See.
And then what's going
you
to
you just
happen,
call me back.
You got it correct. Yes,
okay.
I'll get in touch with you once I notice that. And our usual hours would be Mondays to Fridays, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time.
That's Pacific, right?
Yeah.
So that would be like 9 to 6 my time.
You got it correct, yes.
That's
9 a.m. to
okay.
6 p.m.
So I wouldn't try calling you after 6 my time. So,
I would say
yeah.
yes. Yeah.
yeah,
you're not going to get
yeah.
anybody.
So, no, that's fine. And then is the number 635-6225-877?
You got it, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, perfect. I'll try and do that application, and if I can't, I'll just – do you accept text, or is it always
yes.
just me?
I was actually just about to say that. If you're not able to do phone calls, you can send a text to that number, too.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, so I'll send the text if I can't do the application, because I don't want to be – thinking I'm done with my duties or whatever, and then all of a sudden I hear that, well, because I didn't do this, now we can't, you know, that's why you've held up the process. And I don't want to hold it up. I mean, 4 to 6 weeks,
right.
I was hoping to start getting leads like a week from now or something like
oh.
that. So,
it does take time to set
yeah,
up.
Sure.
If you're looking into getting leads that short, that short of time frame, I would say you should be looking into running some Google ads instead. Because the SEO for the Google Business Profile does really take a lot of time, I would say.
Yeah.
That's why I've told you that if you're looking to get results, should be still about 45 to 60 days for the SEO. However, for Google ads, have you heard of Google ads, by the way? Have you,
not really, no.
Okay. So if the Google Verified program is a pay-per-lead product, the Google Ads is a pay-per-click product. And what happens here is that it's independent from the Google Verified or the Google Business Profile as well.
Mm-hmm.
It goes live within 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So once it goes live within 7 days, it goes all the way to the top of the page. And if you've noticed before, those that says sponsored, those
yeah.
are what I'm referring to as Google Ads. So it's
right.
regardless of the ranking. And then, what's going to happen is that if you do have a verified Google Business Profile that's currently ranking and you're running Google Ads, it's going to double the visibility because you're going to show under sponsored, and at the same time, you're going to show in the map section. The good thing about it is that once it goes live, it gets highly optimized within 2 weeks. It learns, it goes into a learning phase within 2 weeks, and after that, that 2 weeks time frame, then it gets completely optimized. However, at the same time, while it's learning the bidding, the bidding process, the strategies for the Google Ads, it doesn't stop your ad campaign from getting returns already, or it doesn't stop it from getting calls already. So that may be something that you would, if you want to, you could look into it, you could do your research as well, take a look.
Mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
to how Google Ads are definitely going to help your business.
Right. So how much is it? A click or pay by click?
Yes, right. It's a pay per click. Usually the clicks depend. We are not able to give you a specific cost because the current cost of that click would depend on what service the potential customer finds you. But usually it should be, $3 to $5 per click, sometimes 10. It really depends. So 3 to 5,
uh-huh.
sometimes 10. Mostly 10 is for remodeling.
So do you do you put a budget together and you don't get more
yeah.
than that amount or?
Yes, you got it correct. So if you're at LocalSplash, we do have a minimum budget that we're running for. It's at $300 per month. That's the
uh-huh.
minimum. So
right.
what we do is we get that budget, we put it into your Google Ads campaign, and it's kind of like a cap. We do not exceed that $300 unless you say, you want to add more to it or anything. But so far, so far we've been getting good returns out of it. And then I'll say at the same time, we have a lot of clients who's actually running Google Ads, you know, like thousands of dollars for Google Ads. You may want to give it a try at minimum. You can reevaluate. Anyway, it's something that you can add, and, you know, you can add and remove at any point.
Yeah, so if I wanted to do it, you know, quicker, then I could use it until the other things kick in.
Yes, that's right.
And then turn it off.
You got it correct. You can turn it on and off at any point.
So you would do it a month at a time. So you would commit to $300 initially, and then when that runs out, then you do another $300, or how does that work?
Actually, it's going to
be. Do you get billed? Is it a recurring billing every month?
Yes, it's going to be a recurring billing. The reason for that is I would be very straightforward with you because Google, you know, if Google Ads are really performing, your $300 is not even going to last a full month. It's going to run for just like 2, possibly maximum 3 weeks, but it's never going to run it for, you know, for a full month.
So what does a click mean? That you looks at your profile or what happens?
Okay. So when a potential customer sees your Google Ad campaign, they do see your, you know, they do see an ad at the top of the map section in the search results. It's not necessarily your Google business profile. Now, once they click on it, it actually has, it gives you the option to highlight, let's say, specific descriptions. You know, you may want to highlight some discounts, some, I would say, anything that you want to highlight for your business. You're actually allowed to put in there 4 descriptions on the Google Ads campaign. And from there, once the potential customer sees your ad and it's very catchy for them, then when they click on it, it brings them to a landing page, which is at the same time your website. So they go directly to your website, look into all these information to your website, take a look into your pictures, your services, and then eventually, of course, reach out to you, just like the usual process. That is why we're saying it's independent or it's apart from the Google business profile, because if it's the Google business profile, they see the whole profile itself. But for the Google, you know, Google Ad campaign, they bring your, you know, they bring your potential customers to really check on the business itself.
Your website.
Yes.
So then, so you pay once it's clicked on and they're sent there, and then you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Regardless of what happens, you know, if they look at your website and just go away and don't come back or whatever, you still pay for that lead.
Yes, I would say that's the downside.
Or that, not that lead, but that click. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the downside.
But the click was only less than $10, right?
You got it correct too, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'll think about that and let you know what I think.
For sure, yeah. I mean, I would.
Because we could set that up relatively quickly, right? But the problem is my website's being worked on right now, so I wouldn't want it to send people to my website.
Oh, no worries. Yeah. Let's say, for example, your website gets set up within 7 days, because that's the usual time for your website. So Google Ads also gets set up within 7 days. And we wait for the website to go live before we push the Google Ads to go live as well. We'll wait for the website.
Right. Okay. And you guys do the website?
Yes. So our Google Ads team will look out for the website, see if it's already live. Once it's live, they push out the Google Ads campaign.
But I haven't had them. See, I have a guy working on my website. So would it be better just to have you guys set up the website and go from there? Or I don't know. I really don't know what to do because he was already working on my website.
Yes. Well, for that, if you're looking into running some Google Ads campaign, I would highly recommend our website, though. Anyway, it's something that goes along with your current package. It's not going to be an additional payment.
Right.
Because Google Ads, the only thing about Google Ads is that websites are requirements. Okay?
Yeah.
It's a requirement for them. You have to have a very good working website with multiple pages, different landing pages.
Yeah.
And if you don't have that kind of website, tendency is that your Google Ads is going to get disapproved.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. So really, you'd recommend using your service to do the website?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Anyway, it's free. If it's something included in your package, why not make use of it? It's a completely customizable website.
So how do we do the website? I'd like to do it. I mean, right now my host is GoDaddy.com, GoDaddy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, well, for that, let me just look into more details about this one. Give me one quick second. So if you want to do the website here at LocalStash, all you have to do is to delegate us access to your domain. Because I'm thinking you have your own domain, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, what you need to do here is to go ahead and give us access. I'll send you an email. It's going to contain a detailed step-by-step process of how you can delegate us access to it.
Okay, great.
Okay. And once you've delegated us access, then we go ahead and forward, publish a, publish a website. Get a website working for you. Again, if you don't like how the website looks like, you don't need to worry because it's a fully customizable website, and all you have to do is to let us know what you wish your website would look like. If you do have inspiration websites, you could also send us the link so we can, we can create your website according to what you prefer.
Right. Okay. Great.
Okay.
So send me that link.
Yes, I've sent you the email. It's a step-by-step process. And as soon as we receive the access, we'll move forward to the rest.
Perfect. Well, thank you. Yeah, I want to do that.
Okay.
Okay. And you guys would use templates, and based on my profile, you determine what my website should look like? I mean, you do all this yourself?
Yes. Well, that is correct. We do have different layouts, though, but still our layouts are fully customizable.
Great. Okay, perfect.
If you don't like it initially, it's okay.
Yeah,
don't
we can move it, change it up.
You got it correct. And you have to actually have the option to change it yourself, too, through the dashboard.
Wow.
In case you want to.
Oh, my God. So cool. Okay, great. I will get that access to you, and hopefully we get it done quickly.
All right. Wonderful. And I'll keep you in touch, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. I hope I did not add up to all those information you got.
No, it's a little overload, but I'm okay. I'm good.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
So much,
okay.
We'll talk
bye-bye.
Soon. Bye.